Welcome to the Monkey House. It's me, Matt Stewart. Just letting you know that me and Saran, our show, has moved. We're at the Grace Darling Hotel now at 7:15. We're in the final couple of weeks of the festival. We'd love to see you there. We had so much fun at the Chinese Museum, but now we're at a new venue. It's a pub. Let's have a beer. I'd love to see you there.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
Welcome to Primates, the podcast where we explore primates in popular culture from Chimpan A all the way down to Chimpan Z. This week on the show, returning to the Monkey House, we have the great, maybe the greatest mate of the show, definitely top 10 greatest guests we've ever had. He's also co-host with me on Do Go On, also has his own great podcast, Book Cheat. It's Mr. David Warnocky.
Hello! Great to be in the top 10. I'd love to go through and do the stats, how many guests you've had.
Reckon it's got to be around 10.
Yep. Probably about 10.
So
I'm in that top 10.
Yeah. You're right in there.
That's great. And is this one of the best 30 episodes you've done yet?
This is in one of the best 35 or so episodes I've done.
Yes. Yeah. So good.
Also, I don't want to...
We all know which one. It's better than one, and we know which one. We won't say.
No, let's not
say. But it's better than that one.
Yeah,
that was a real stinker.
That was a disaster.
God.
Yeah.
Embarrassing.
I'm really sorry. I do apologize every week about that episode, and I do again here today.
Yeah, thank goodness.
Dave, what is your favorite ever primate? You've told us in previous episodes.
Oh, I think I've changed every time.
What is it? What would you call it these days?
I mean, it's so hard to go past an orangutan.
Mm.
But... big fan of those snow monkeys.
Yeah, the macaques, or macaques as some people call
and
them
also,
around those parts.
And also, the funniest of them all, the baboon.
Ah, the baboon.
You love a baboon. I think once I've said lemur because I like their cheeky attitude and the fact that they like to escape from zoos. But let's go with the baboon today. Have you ever revealed your favorite, or are you slowly?
I'm trying to figure it out, but yeah, the Japanese macaques would be right up there. The orangutans,
the macaque—they're the ones that like the thermal spas.
Yeah. So I kind of love them and hate them because there's something about them because their society—they they keep some macaques out of the warm spa. There's like this class system.
Hang on, what?
Yeah. So there's something a bit weirdly brutal about that. They're in these big, spacious hot springs.
And only some of them get to go in it.
And only certain bloodlines in the... Yeah, so it's a bit weird like that.
Oh, holding the mirror up to ourselves.
Mm, it is. It is. So I don't know what that means.
But being in the spa is nice, though.
I did. I've got a link that's on, I think, my Twitter bio where people can give suggestions about the show. And I haven't gone through this in a while, but I asked people if they had any suggestions for questions I could ask guests. Carl Kovic, he asks, what color would your baboon ass be?
Oh, fantastic.
What a great question.
What color would it be if you had a choice, I imagine?
Yeah. or intrinsically, what would
your... Intrinsically. Well, to reflect my diet, green.
Green. Green ass.
Green ass.
Got a real envious ass.
Kiss my green ass, Kyle. What color would your baboon ass be?
Green is my favorite color, so I think I'd probably, like a lime green or an apple green.
I mean, if it was blue, it's not going so well, is it? And red that's painful.
Painful. And that is sort of the classic look anyway. Yeah, blue ass. It's like if you get blue balls.
Blue ass.
What does a blue ass mean? You haven't had a shit in a while?
Yeah. You've really been saving it up.
Yeah, fair enough too. I I think that's a great question.
I mean, I think they should lead job interviews with that. It would really throw people off.
Yeah.
Get their honesty.
Yeah. I think that's important.
Because they're like, all right, people are going to ask me what my biggest weakness is. People are going to ask me, you know, where I see myself in 5 years. What color would your ass be if you were a baboon?
Orange. Oh, get out.
I think my main problem is I care too much. No. Get out.
About your baboon ass?
Yeah.
Well, stop caring. You know what you'll be caring? On the unemployed line. Get out of here.
Get out. You're not getting in this thermal spa, pal.
Yeah. That's something that, yeah. Jeez, yeah, because they look so, there's something great about those things. There's also relatively recent news. So we started learning about the Japanese macaques on this show because there's a character called Hit Monkey in the Marvel
universe. Yes, I have heard your episodes with Peter Thomas on that. It's great. And that was a bit like that, wasn't it, with the... They had a bit of hierarchy stuff going on there.
Yeah, there was a little bit. They didn't delve too deeply into it. I found that out later. But Hitmonkey, in the last couple of weeks, a lot of people sent me messages to let me know this. But Hulu has they're going to put up a new series about Hitmonkey, an animated series, which is pretty exciting. There's a bunch of others, including Howard the Duck. Is also going to get us an its animated series. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, so there's going to be, I think, 6 different series. They're the 2 characters I'd heard of. They've also got one called Tigra and Dazzler and MODOK.
Are they all Marvel ones?
They're all Marvel, yeah.
Right.
So that's pretty interesting.
And will it be animated or live action?
All animated, yeah. Yeah.
That's and will that guy that gave up the rights and then got them back... with the amazing trick, which I won't ruin. You should listen to that Hit Monkey episode.
No, that was in the Howard the Duck, right?
Was that Howard the
that
Duck?
That was. I'm pretty sure that was on the Do Go On episode.
Oh, right. I confused
with,
the two in my
Meso,
mind.
Meso, where he... Yeah.
Oh, yes.
If you want to look into that, yeah, check out the Marvel characters special on Do Go On.
Yeah, that was a really... That's right. It was Meso saying that. Yeah, that's a really cool story. I hope that guy, the original creator, is getting paid...
The team who's behind the Hitmonkey, it's going to be written and executive produced by Josh Gordon and Will Speck. And they have previously worked together co-directing films like Blades of Glory.
You know, right, yeah.
Will Ferrell and what's the Napoleon Dynamite guy?
Yeah, what's his name? Is it Bill Hader? No.
I was thinking Bill Hader as well. It's something like that.
It is like Bill Hader, isn't it?
Napoleon Dynamite. I don't edit on this show as well, so feel free to talk while I Google.
I can see his face right now.
What did you say? Bill Hader. It's John Hader.
John Hader, right.
Very close. Yes. So I will forgive.
Thank you.
Anyway,
I will not forget.
I will never forget. This week, a lot of people have been messaging me about this news story. And I just mentioned it to you briefly, and you hadn't heard about it, Dave.
No, off air. No, I haven't heard it.
But a lot of it comes from this one article in The Sun, but a lot of different news sources have been reporting based on it. And the headline is Great Esk Ape.
Oh, wow.
Subheading Mike Tyson offered zookeeper £9,000 to fight a silverback gorilla in a cage.
Oh, wow. Recently?
No, it goes back to the 1980s, so it's not really, yeah, it's funny that it's news. I guess it's that kind of thing that would be an article that goes around the internet a bit. This is the kind of thing I would have thought would have come up on your day job at the project.
Yeah, no, we didn't talk about Mike Tyson this week, so.
Actually, because it came up on the weekend, maybe, I think.
Oh, right.
So maybe you missed it. So in this is what I'll go through the article a bit here. He became heavyweight champion when he was 20 years old in 1986. Obviously, something he's done since then, he's been convicted of rape. So obviously, this guy's a bad guy. So maybe
yes,
it's
well,
not...
I mean, his nickname is the baddest man in the world, and it is very true.
Yeah,
in many ways. Yes, went to jail and everything.
That's what the next paragraph says. It says the baddest man on the planet.
Oh right, there you go.
Clearly, fancied his chances of going toe to toe with anything.
Right.
Including an ape. What's the anything? I mean, any one's still an ape. An ape's still a one.
Yeah. I mean, he's not taking any two apes. And choose any two apes and I will take them.
So apparently he bribed a worker at the zoo to open it privately for him and his wife, Robin Givens to give them a private stroll through the zoo. So he bribed his way in. So then
he was like, how far can I? Yeah, how far money? Can I?
He apparently went past an ape enclosure, and the gorillas were in there, including a dominant alpha male who was bullying the rest of the submissive group, the Sun article says. So that's when he offered the cash to the zookeeper to see if he could go in there and punch the gorilla. Sort of like, I'll teach this bully gorilla a lesson. Oh, like, because it's a bully, right? Yeah.
I mean, he would have died, right? Yeah,
I think so, yeah. So
sure, he's the best boxer in the world at the time.
Best human boxer.
But probably not the best ape boxer. Like a giant silverback gorilla. What is that weigh? Hundreds of kilos?
A full-size gorilla.
Maybe my guess would be 400 to 500 kilos.
Gorilla, 400, 500 gorilla.
That's my guess.
All right, let's see. You'd be close if you were saying pounds. They're 304 to 430 pounds or 136 to
195
kilograms.
Really? For a full-grown silver?
Wild male gorillas.
I thought that they were much bigger, but still, I mean, that's big.
Yeah. I imagine the bigger ones are at the higher end of that, up towards the 200. That's, you know, that's... What was your comedy playing weight again?
52 kilos.
52 kilos, so...
That was the weight
like
I was.
Like about four of you.
The weight I was when I started comedy and then for a couple of years kept referencing that number because I remember it being measured at the doctor's.
So this is what Tyson said. I paid a worker at New York's zoo to reopen it just for me and Robin. When we got to the gorilla cage, there was one big silverback gorilla just there bullying all the other gorillas. They were so powerful, but their eyes were like an innocent infant. I offered the attendant $10,000 to open the cage and let me smash that silverback snot box. He declined.
Oh.
Hey, you know this thing that you love and care for as your day job? I'll give you a bunch of money so I can punch it in the face.
And I'll risk my life. I'll risk your job.
Yeah. It's like all of a sudden, next thing you know, the attendant's there with a dead world champion boxer.
To explain it.
And then, 10 grand in his pocket.
But I mean, you'd want the money up front, wouldn't you? Yeah. You'd be like,
have you got cash on you now?
You go to
mate?
His wife, hey, I'm sorry he died in front of us brutally just then, but you heard him say that it was 10 grand, right?
You're good for it, right?
Yeah, right? I mean, you've got a lot of money. But 10 grand in the 80s, that's a lot.
Apparently, a lot of people have been surprised by this because he is apparently a famous animal lover.
Right, is he a pigeon guy?
Yeah, he's got a number of exotic pigeons. Exotic tigers as pets. Exotic pigeons.
They probably are like really, really expensive racing pigeons.
Right. I wasn't sure about it, like what it would actually, how it would look if a man fought a gorilla. So I
think it would look like a bloodbath.
Yeah, I think it might as well.
Because they probably wouldn't punch. They'd probably just rip your arms off.
Yes, that's right. Here's one answer I found on slate.com. I'll post.
What did you Google?
I Googled boxer versus gorilla.
Because I love, my favorite is if lion versus a tiger, who would win? And there's all these people speculating on why tiger's a bigger man, tigers are, and they're also, and lions are a pack animal, but tigers hunt solo, all this stuff. And then I think there was an example, a real life example, where in a zoo, somehow a lion and a tiger got face to face. And I'm pretty sure the tiger did kill the lion.
Right.
But people still debate it.
Yeah, it's kind of like the debates about would Superman beat like Batman or something like that. That's a bad example because...
Yeah, run the Flash. Superman runs the Flash.
What's that from?
On the Simpsons? Yeah. It's like on the monorail. Is it faster than the Flash? Sure, why not? Could Superman outrun the Flash? Yeah.
Is that Homer?
No, it's the monorail guy.
The spooky guy.
Yeah, sell it to the kids.
Right, before he does the monorail song.
He's asking questions.
Sure. Yeah. Superman outrun the Flash? I think he's got the list over.
Yeah, yeah.
So. Great fun. Can Superman outrun the Flash? Oh, I love that.
Just one of those dumb questions, but there's no answer.
Yeah, it's a fictional thing.
I know. But I suppose this is not fictional, but also you hope that no one
Yeah, that something's gone very wrong if a tiger and a lion are fighting.
So back in the day, like your gladiator type thing, you'd have like dogs fighting bears.
Right.
People fighting bears, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
I wonder if anyone ever...
Kangaroos and humans.
Yeah, did they ever import a gorilla to Roman times to fight a gladiator?
I'm sure that it would have, like, it must have happened at some point, right? But, yes. So there's a few different answers here. This first one is from Arcadia Moon. So,
what is that the name of the?
He's answered on Quora.com.
Oh, I love that website.
Saying unless the gorilla is somehow hobbled, example drugged, or the human fighter is armed, especially with something like a spear that can get the gorilla off at a distance,
or a gun.
Yeah, like a anyway. Yeah. Or a gun, or
flamethrower, tank,
yeah,
nuclear weapon of some description,
like throwing stars,
yeah.
Really long sword, maybe a naval ship,
a ladder that you could like poke him with it.
So the gorilla will kill the human with if the gorilla isn't hobbled, the human fighter isn't armed. So if it's just a fair fight, the gorilla will kill the human. And then be vaguely dejected that the human wasn't able to put up enough of a challenge to be interesting. And he lists these dot points to consider. A male gorilla significantly outweighs most professional fighters. I guess that's not all, but so let me look up Mike Tyson's peak weight. Mike Tyson fighting.
All right, I'm going to guess again and say he's about 85.
220... pounds.
Not far off. Is that about 100 kilos?
That's about 100 kilos, right? Yeah. So, because he has to be pretty, like, fighters have to stay pretty lean, right?
Yeah, but he's but it's still half the size. And he's of the heavyweight, too.
Right. So that's the. They're super heavyweight and.
Yeah. He's still a biggish guy. So, 100 kilos, but a gorilla, we're thinking he's about double that.
Yeah. So, yeah, he's.
So, he's gone up like 30 weight divisions.
His center of gravity is closer to the ground. Wrestlers will appreciate the huge advantage involved. Erect bipedality is a serious liability here.
Oh, goddamn. You're damn right about that. My erect bipedality is, wow.
Yeah, it's not so good.
It's really hard when it comes to wrestling, you know, get erect bipedality.
One word, fangs. With the big, big, powerful jaw, big
right.
teeth and fangs.
Yes, but because that's the other thing. You can't say, all right, well, it's boxing rules because you can't enforce that.
Right. Yeah. So,
no, right. There's no biting ding, ding. Boxing. Well, actually, there
no
is.
No biting.
There
nothing
is
below the belt.
Except when it comes to Mike Tyson.
Yeah, that would be ironic. Van Mike Holst. Tyson. Hey, hang on. No biting.
No biting. Did you know that he bit him twice?
Yeah, when he did it one time and it was like thrown off as like a maybe a mistake or something. And then he went in for the other ear, didn't he?
Yeah, and he bit a bit off.
Yeah, and it was on, you could see.
Twice. How does a fight not get stopped after someone bites your ear the first time?
I accidentally bit off his ear. All right. Last warning.
First and last warning.
What was he? The worst person of all time.
What? The baddest man in
baddest
the universe.
Baddest man in the universe. Being a wild animal, the gorilla will throw 100% of his available resources into the fight from the word go. Humans, even professional fighters or soldiers, never do this. Unless they are in such a state of psychosis that they might as well be wild animals. Brackets. I've seen a 5-foot-tall woman in such a state and weighing 100 pounds require 5 humans at double her weight each to take her down and hold her down. Okay, I don't know where Arcadia Moon
saw this.
Who
is this guy? Who is it? Yeah, I was just on the street.
Arcadia Moon. That I'm guessing that is not their professional, like they're not their birth name. Arcadia Moon. This is going to be a reference to something I don't understand.
Well, Arcadia
comes out a lot.
Arcadia is like a heaven,
right?
Like a.
Oh, do you think there's some sort of a god?
It's like some. I think it's like the perfect sort of city in an ancient Greek thing,
right.
Arcadia. I think. But moon. Now you're talking. So, you're think, but surely that would happen if it is life and death,
right?
You would go your hardest.
Yeah, yeah.
You're like, oh, shit, the gorilla's grabbed me. I've got to punch him as hard as I can to have even a chance of living.
I imagine there must be some sort of fight and flight thing And yeah. I imagine, because at first you'd be like, I mean, but he's stepping into the cage or into the enclosure if he gets his way, paying 10 grand.
What yeah, but I imagine when you punch the gorilla, you're not holding back. Or are you?
No, I guess you probably shouldn't.
Well, you just shouldn't.
But you probably just don't. Yeah, obviously don't put yourself in this scenario to be the first.
No, one, it's bad for you. Two, it's terrible for the gorilla. Don't do it.
Yeah,
we've seen what happened to Harambe.
Yeah. Hmm? Yeah.
Because what would happen is Mark would go in there, they'd go, oh, it's killing Mike Tyson, I'll have to shoot the gorilla.
Yeah.
That's what would happen.
Yeah. He says, because the gorilla's fighting responses are instinctual, not trained, they will be faster than the humans. And the gorilla's musculature and skeleton are considerably more robust than a human's. Which means that the gorilla will soak up much more punishment before being seriously injured. This makes the human fighter's main hope of winning almost immediately incapacitating the gorilla. Very problematic. You know, in the post-9/11 world, you know, you can't get away with such things. Incapacitating it. I wonder what they mean by very problematic there. Not obviously not in the PC kind of way. They mean it's just very hard to do.
As in like, yeah. You're hoping for a quick knockout, and it's not going to happen.
Sorry, not today. What will happen is that the gorilla will close with the human and knock him off his feet. At that point, all of the human's resource, all of the human's possible advantages are out the window, and it's all over but the screaming, bleeding, and dying. It's amazing, like it just as the confidence of someone to be like, yeah. I don't know any. I'm assuming he didn't know anything about gorillas. Otherwise, it feels like he wouldn't have suggested it. Or is he misremembering now, just going, hey, that's a funny thing I did in the 80s?
Oh, you're talking about Mike.
Mike, yeah.
Right. The confidence. Yeah, because it does sound. It's a pretty good story, isn't it? So maybe he is just saying it. But I suppose maybe at the time he's young, he's the heavyweight champ of the world. He thinks he's invincible.
Yeah.
I've seen interviews with him. I don't know him personally.
You don't know Mike?
He's done some bad things, but he doesn't seem like the most intelligent guy.
Right.
So maybe a combination of arrogance and not thinking things through. I believe that he could have said it.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I think I probably believe it too. I found this.
Also, he probably didn't expect. I imagine it's a situation where the guy goes, 10 grand, yeah, sure, go in. And you'd be like, I don't have my gloves. yeah.
I was just messing with you, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is on another forum. I couldn't find any scientific journals.
Really?
Talking about
it. Talk about this at Harvard?
But this is off comicvine.gamespot.com.
I love it.
And this topic's been locked. I don't know if it got too heated or what, but the headline is, a human can beat a silverback gorilla in a fight with his bare hands. And this is posted by a guy called JJIIJJ about 3 years ago, saying, a highly common misconception in history is that a male silverback gorilla would beat any human in a fight because of their superior strength. Well, time to debunk them.
Right.
False argument one. Gorillas are way stronger than humans. Therefore, a gorilla would beat a well-trained human. Debunking argument. Strength isn't everything in a fight. There are ways to beat people much stronger than you. Rule one is never grappling someone who is much stronger than you. Okay, so I don't know how he's debunked that there, but.
Right, so he's saying just don't grapple the gorilla.
Yeah, just stand back. Watch him. Tire him out. Stand and wait till they nap and then stab him in the neck.
Yeah, with a pen.
With a pen, which you don't have because this is
bad.
False argument two. A gorilla has those mean teeth. It would bite you to shreds. Debunking argument. Lol. As soon as it comes,
I thought that was all I was going to say.
Yeah. As soon as it comes in to bite you, you could easily dig your index and middle finger into one of its eyes or elbow its mouth, which could knock its teeth out. Also, you have teeth too.
You could easily do it.
I think I'm taking this post seriously, but I'm guessing that they're being a little silly here. False argument three. Gorilla's blows are very powerful. You can't block them. Debunking. False. It's 100% possible to block a gorilla's blows without breaking your arms. Doesn't explain why.
Is this Dwight Schrute from The Office posting this? False.
Napoleon Dynamite. Yeah, I'd use a powerful bow staff.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
False argument. If the gorilla grabs both of your arms, you're dead. You're done. Debunking. If it grabs your arms, you can headbutt its nose. That would hurt the gorilla.
Gorillas feel pain, you know. Yeah. Huh?
Debunk this. If the gorilla charges at you, you're dead. Debunking argument. No, you're not. You could move to the side and put it in a headlock, choking it to death.
You could.
A false argument, sixth, the final one. You can't choke a gorilla. Neck is too thick. Debunking. Nope. Gorillas' necks aren't that thick. You can choke them out. Conclusion. Any good fighter can beat a gorilla without weapons. Side note, and this is handy and important, and I want to underline this as well. I am not encouraging you to fight a gorilla. That's risky. Only if you had to.
I can see why that is locked. People just would have teed off on that.
There's a lot of responses.
There's a lot of arguments.
And it's people going, yeah, just basically going, no, you're wrong. I have found another article on MTV, and this is about guys who have fought apes in real life. So this is on MTV.com.
Who has fought them?
Well, they've go through a list. I'll read a couple of examples out. Including Dale McFadden.
Not Brian McFadden's brother?
I think great uncle.
Oh, wow.
At the 1959 Great Stoneborough Fair in Pennsylvania, the great state of Pennsylvania, teenager Dale McFadden, weighing in at just 115 pounds. So what do you reckon? What's that about? Half? What is that in
probably my comedy weight.
Right. So small fella. He got in a cage with a 130-pound gorilla, so not a small gorilla then, I guess. And he said, back then I was quick as lightning, but that gorilla was faster. This is what he told the Grove City's Allied News in 2012. The overconfident adolescent had a little too much courage from drinking beer. God.
That's not going to help.
The gorilla wore boxing gloves and a muzzle, but McFadden still required first aid after getting his skull pounded for a few minutes. I did get my $5, he recounted to the news, and might have bought more beer with it. Oh.
Wow.
This is now Boo Weekly. So, yeah, that's just a real old school story. 50s, just picture sideshows and stuff just did dumb things more often back then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They didn't have Netflix.
That's right. Wait, I need to be entertained. Yeah. Let's watch a small drunk child take on a muzzled, smallish gorilla. So Boo Weekly talked about this in a Golf Digest interview. He was a professional golfer, saying in an attempt to win $50, he fought an orangutan at a county fair when he was 16. He signed a legal waiver and promptly got his ass handed to him, the article says. The orangutan didn't look like much, he said, but I woke up bleeding in the back of my friend's pickup. The orangutan had knocked me cold with one punch. My friends thought it was hilarious. Oh, my God.
I feel terrible for the... I just couldn't punch an orangutan or any of these. I feel terrible.
This next sentence sums it all up. So this is him talking about it much later in 2007. He said, he told the magazine that he wouldn't support this practice today because the fight wasn't fair for the orangutan and it sure as heck wasn't good for me. It really is like it's a...
There's and no
it, are people watching it going, yeah, this is fun?
Yeah, I love watching this.
It's... Yeah, I'm sure there probably are people. Wildman Joe O'Connell was inducted in the Maryland Boxing Hall of Fame. But he so he went by the moniker Wild Man and started boxing in 1942. One time, apparently, got kissed by Marilyn Monroe in the ring. So it was, a big deal. He took on a gorilla, and the match was over pretty quickly. He later called it the toughest fight he'd ever done. He'd also boxed a kangaroo, which said was pretty tough as well, when it hit him with his tail so hard he was stuttering for 2 days.
Oh, God.
Kangaroos are, yeah, they're surprisingly brutal animals. Because you don't think of the small hands.
Yeah.
But it's the feet and the tail that's super powerful. And they are big, just strong bodies. And they can, they say they can, yeah, just rip your guts out, basically, with their sharp talons.
Yeah, if the Mighty Boosh is anything to go by.
And it is. And finally, the last on their list is Peter Lumetta, who is an Alaskan gemologist. So he, I would guess, studies gems. I'm a primatologist. I study primates. I think that makes sense. He wrote a 2011 blog post about wrestling a 125-pound chimpanzee in 1965. I think the timing of all these is consistently the olden days.
Yes, yes. It doesn't seem like something you'd ever do now.
So in the summer of 65, he'd gone to a county fair, and it's often these county fairs, figuring it was a good place to pick up some chicks. A carny offered him a couple of bucks to fight the chimp. Lumetta, then a 6 foot, 220-pound college football player, assumed it'd be an easy victory.
Right, and he's like, I could impress some chicks.
Yeah, so just a super naive guy. Because he didn't, yeah, because chimps, you know, you see them portrayed on TV and stuff. It's sort of cheeky, pretty harmless. You don't see the killer instincts.
Killer muscle machine they are.
I gave him a direct hit to his chest, which sent him into a frenzy of screaming and swinging, Lumetta recalled. And the chimp knocked me to the floor of the cage and proceeded to jump up and down on my back. He threw me across the cage with his feet.
Fuck.
Looking back at the incident, Lumetta, who died earlier this year, felt the sideshow attraction took advantage of our poor animal brethren. I participated in doing just that. Yes. So that... Yeah.
Right, so in every story, they all got beaten.
Yeah, badly. They get smashed
and
up.
Then they all said, we shouldn't have done that.
Yeah, that's right. Everyone felt bad about it later. Yep. And with good reason, I think. I think the comic fine guy, which I do find that funny, like listing, sort of like putting up sort of straw man arguments and not really, but saying, all right, debunked. Next. What else you got? Wait, you
what
didn't.
What else? Uh-huh. You no, said... I don't want to hear it. I already debunked you. Stop.
Yeah, you think they're stronger? Yeah, well, they're not. Next.
They are. Next. Bang. Why would they win? They would. Next.
Next. What else you got?
What else? Huh? KO. Me. Victory. You. Loss.
They're brutal. Those stories are so brutal, and it just makes me feel like I feel sorry for everyone involved. Like, it's playing off young guys with a bit of bravado and stuff, or getting them a few beers and going, yeah, you could take on these things.
Mm.
But, I don't think you'd see that anymore.
I hope not.
No. I think Mike Tyson obviously proved that he is the baddest decision maker
in the entire universe.
Well done. And, lucky for him. I suppose the request was rejected. Is there any sort of... They don't really do that at all anymore. But it did sound like back in the day it was animals fighting humans. But it was also like animals in film and stuff. And that seems all... Any sort of animals in film now are pretty much seemingly CGI.
Mm.
And maybe that's what they need to do at the showgrounds as well. Next to the county fair, will you take on Andy Serkis in a ball suit?
Andy Serkis as a giant gorilla.
Yeah, I'd go watch that for sure. So this week's episode is pretty short and sweet, Dave, but there are a couple of great episodes out much longer than this on our network. the Do Go On Podcast Network, including your Book Cheat episode this week, which is an I've been hearing it described as an instant classic.
Have you? Well, we talk about an instant classic. We talk about Arthur Conan Doyle's first Sherlock Holmes novel, A Study in Scarlet, and it's the one that sets up Sherlock Holmes and Dr. John Watson moving in together to 221B Baker Street and solving their first mystery. It's in two halves, and the second half, the book is, we covered it in one episode, and the second half takes a massive U-turn that even people that I had Mr. Sunday Movies from the Weekly Planet, James, and Claire Tonti from Just Make the Thing, both Planet Broadcasting shows, and both of them had seen a lot of Sherlock Holmes stuff before, but the second half is never actually adapted into anything. So, yeah, it's fun, but quite surprising what happens.
Right. Well, that is a sweet bit of sizzle.
Yeah, huh? Trying to sell it there.
And the other episode that we did on Do Go On is about legendary wrestler and entertainer Andre the Giant.
That's right. That was a giant of a report.
And I've just looked up because I'm like, if a human was ever going to take on a beast, maybe it would be someone like Andre the Giant. I've just Googled Andre the Giant versus animal, and a few results come up with Andre the Giant versus grizzly bear.
Oh, God.
But that's more like a who would win type scenario. Do you want to see what it says on this Reddit post?
Surely a bear.
So this is a speculation. It says they've put forward the question, drunk Andre the Giant versus drunk grizzly bear, who would win? And then it says the bear would be just as drunk as Andre the Giant was on a typical day. Right. We did learn this, that took Andre the Giant a fair bit to drink, which kind of ruins this question. The first person says he drank, but he was almost never drunk because he just couldn't be. He was so big. Tolerance was too high. People are coming in with this. They're not having the fun that I was hoping they would. Someone's gone, it depends on the size of the bear. If it's female, Andre actually stands a chance because they weigh a lot less. And he would have had a decent size advantage a lot of the time. If it's a monstrous 600-pound male, Andre gets destroyed. And I'm being generous with the female bear because Andre could hold his alcohol a lot better than any bear can. So he'll be infinitely more coordinated.
I'm being generous with the bear.
Yeah, that's interesting. That's what they're saying. That's the tip of the drink. Anyway, what a weird... The internet, really, you can find anything on there.
No, there's something...
It's really something for everyone.
You've had a thought. They've had a thought.
On an episode a few months ago, I had this thought about I'm doing a Scatman John song, only clipping in a Batman going, I'm the Batman. And there was multiple versions of that song already.
People had already done it.
Been there, done that. Something we do, Dave, is we like to thank some of our Patreon supporters who support the Do Go On Podcast Network at the end of the show, and they message in to give us some of their favorite primates, right? I think that you do a similar thing on BookTube with that.
Yes, people tell me about their favorite books and why they like them.
So I might read out a couple and then hand them over to you to read a couple as well, if you like.
Sure.
Jana Nichols says her favorite primate are tarsiers. You know tarsiers?
I don't think so.
They're pretty great. She says they have the weirdest proportions. I mean, they look so odd, but they're also kind of cute.
Is that the one with the big nose?
No, that's the dick face.
Oh, right.
Dick face monkey.
How did I forget that?
I'll show you a tarsier. They're real kind of adorable. They kind of look like gremlins or like sort of like look like frog monkeys kind of.
Oh, wow. They're amazing.
Yeah. Huge eyes and. Yeah, just real fascinating looking creatures. I'm into them. I think that's a great suggestion, Jana. She said, fun fact, in German they're called goblin lemurs, which makes perfect sense. And then Tegan Logman says her favorite primate is Coco the gorilla, who unfortunately has now passed away. I'm going to do an episode on Coco at some point soon, I think. She was famous for learning how to communicate through modified sign language. And that's been suggested before by other listeners.
Oh, right. Like and she knew quite a lot of words.
She was also very friendly with kittens too. Do you want to read a couple of those out, Dave-O?
Yes, I would like to thank a listener that we have both met We were doing our show Do Go On live in Edinburgh, our first ever overseas show. And who came to the rescue but a fantastic man named Tiernan Ennis.
Tiernan, what a fella.
Thank you so much, Tiernan.
He teched our first show.
That's right. A former sound engineer. We put it out there. Can anyone help us with our microphones and stuff? And Tiernan volunteered, so thank you so much. And Tiernan says his favorite primate is a basic one, but my favorite primate is the orangutan. They are smart, calm, cute, and ginger. I see a lot of myself in them because he is a fantastic ginger man.
He is.
I also see a lot of you in them too. thanks for the support of the show.
Great suggestion, yes.
I would like to finally shout out to Ern Arrowsmith. Thanks, Ern. Great to have you on board here at Primates. Favorite primate is probably the slow loris, as it's adorable yet toxic. Did you know that about the slow loris?
No, I didn't. I did know they were adorable.
Yeah, no.
I was unaware of their toxicity.
Wow.
Let me look that up.
You can't lick them or what? What's the problem?
I should say Tegan, you'd know as well. I hand-delivered you some books from Tegan.
Oh, awesome. Yeah, thank you, Tegan. The War of the Worlds, which you handed to me the week that I was doing the War of the Worlds.
Well, the night we were recording.
Yeah, the report on the H.G. Wells and Orson Welles adaptation. I did a report on that for Do Go On, and Matt had just handed me a book from Tegan that night, and it was that one. It was amazing.
Apparently, the slow loris... have a toxic bite, a trait rare among mammals and unique to loricid primates. The toxin is this is all from a fantastic resource, Wikipedia. You don't tend to go to this one. I reckon it's worth checking out, wikipedia.org, and they've got information on a lot of different
topics.
Well,
they are an organization.
Yeah, exactly. They keep it organized. So the toxin is obtained by licking a gland on their arm, and the secretion is activated by mixing with saliva. The toxic bite is a deterrent to predators, and the toxin is also applied to the fur during grooming as a form of protection for their infants.
Oh.
You know, people always go on about toxic culture being a bad thing. But, I mean...
It's good for the kids.
The slow loris toxic culture sounds like that's great. Hey, what about that? Think about that next time you're having a go at someone's toxicity.
I'll have you know.
That's a great fact. Thank you, Ern.
Yeah, Ern, what a ledge.
Dave, now where can people find you if they want to hunt you down ask you a big question?
Well, my address is 111.
Yes. I'm writing this down. Oh, this is for the listeners.
Oh, these are coordinates.
Okay.
2.
Okay.
9.
Yep.
Little squiggly symbol.
Okay. Like this?
And then 7481.
Is that squiggly symbol just the 3?
Yeah. Sorry. Let's forget that word. They can find me, I guess, on Twitter. I'm at Dave Warnicky. But really, I'd love if people want to hear more of my dulcet tones, checking out Do Go On with you and Jess, or a book cheat that we've already mentioned.
Yes.
Still pretty new. Got about 11 episodes out, so... Yeah, if people haven't given it a crack, maybe see if there's any books that, you know, that you've always wanted to read but you haven't got the time for. There's The Great Gatsby, Frankenstein of Mice and Men, Persuasion from Jane Austen, a couple of Shakespeare's, Othello and Hamlet.
I did the Othello one of the early episodes. It was a lot of fun.
And Christmas Carol, you're on, the Charles Dickens special. Yeah, 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea. And it comes out every couple of weeks or twice a month, really.
And this week's Andre the Giant was, I didn't know much about him, but he lived a fascinating life.
Yeah, really fascinating.
We learn a lot about that, and I would highly recommend that episode. Actually, all the episodes this year, it's been a strong start to the year on Do Go On.
Keep it rocking throughout the year.
Yeah. So please do check those out. If you have a chance, I'd love it for you to be able to give this show a little rating. I said over the last couple of weeks that I might read out a few of the reviews that people have left. So I might do that now. I don't know. What does this mean? This is from an unpronounceable word. GKJFGULBJHK said 5 stars. Matt Stewart can get it. Is that positive?
You can get it.
Can get it.
Like you can get 5 stars?
Yeah.
I can get 5 stars. Yeah.
Sassays says educational. Question mark. Mm-hmm. This is really the podcast you didn't know you needed, but can't really live without. Always a highlight in my week. Very funny, sometimes educational, and always interesting. Smiley face. Thank you so much. That is very nice.
That is lovely.
Something a lot of people do say is it's the podcast you didn't realize you needed, this is something I never thought I would have wanted to listen to. But Pod James Pod says, in a way, the Seinfeld of podcasts.
Well, that's great.
Sure.
That's probably the greatest sitcom of all time.
Primatology at its finest by Cucked 45. A deep and rich nature podcast about primates and their fascinating abilities. Thank you so much, Cucked. Appreciate that. Cucked all
thanks,
the way.
Thanks, Cucked.
I don't know if, yeah, Cucked, because it looks like they're from the UK, so maybe that's what the Cucked is. C, UK, Ed, C, Uck. Yeah, Cucked 45. No, it's definitely just, they're just Cucked. And finally, Clinton Dixon says, read mine on air and your wildest dreams will come true. Okay. Oh. All right. Says, I'm not sure Matt actually knows anything about primates. How dare you, sir?
Oh, come on. You're a primatologist.
Dave, tell him.
I've seen your certificate.
That's right. I mean, I wrote it because I'm self-taught, but yeah, still, course, taught. Yeah. Taught's the key. Why is everyone exactly. still? They're always focusing on the self. Why don't you just see the taught for what it is?
Yeah, see the taught.
See the taught. Look okay. past myself and see my taught.
You're tortellini.
But passion is more important than knowledge. Well, look, agree to disagree there. I hold passion and knowledge, you know, they're the two key tenets.
In equal amounts.
Yeah, totally. And he seems to have at least a marginal passion for this running joke of a podcast. This is borderline disrespectful.
Come on, mate. I don't come onto your podcast.
I know that sounds like a one-star review, but it's actually a five-star review because I love a good joke and he tells it well. Exclamation mark. Yeah, okay. Well, that is a roller coaster of a review, but it ended in five stars.
That's all you really care about.
And then maybe I'll just read this one last one. Soph Waldron, who's a great friend of the Ducon Network.
Absolutely.
She said five stars. It's important to remember that this pod exists in a post-9/11 world, which, of course, drastically impacts that listening experience. Nonetheless, a fantastic listen. Thank you so much, Soph. I could keep reading them because they are making me feel really good about myself, apart from that weird one from Clinton. thank you so much for everyone who took the time to write one of those reviews. Apparently, those five-star reviews do help the visibility of the podcast.
Yeah, get more people to see it. The more people that see it, the more people that might think, yeah, I'm going
to
download
Maybe
that.
I'll give this thing a try. So thank you so much to everyone there. Thank you so much for joining us here today, Dave. If people do want to get in contact with me, you can get me at primatespod on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and primatespod@gmail.com for emails. If you've got any suggestions or anything like that, email's a pretty good place to do it. Always, I've sort of opened it up this year. It's a bit broader than just TVs and movies. It can be an article in the newspaper about Mike Tyson.
Yeah, I think it's cool.
It could be sort of anything at all. So please throw suggestions my way and we'll see what we can do. Dave, we always finish the show with a sign-off, which is riffed on in the moment by the guests. So I'll throw that over to you in a second to do, but while you're thinking about that, I'll just give a quick plug. I'm touring my stand-up show, Bone Dry, which Dave has directed and made much better than it would have otherwise been. And it was already really great.
Fantastic. I give it many stars. I know this sounds like a one-star review, but it's great.
And it's just been in Perth, and I met a lot of Primates listeners there, which was really super cool. So I really appreciate the people who came up to me. Quite a few people bought the first lot of Primates beanies.
That's so cool.
There, which are great. And I'll be bringing those beanies to Adelaide next week. Then also Brisbane for the Brisbane Comedy Festival, Melbourne for the Melbourne International Comedy Festival, and Sydney for the Sydney Comedy Festival. And you can find out details for all of that at mattstewartcomedy.com/gigs and use the code DOGOON for all our Do Go On Podcast Network listeners for a great discount. Anyway, that brings us to the end of the show. Thanks so much for joining us. And Dave, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
And as we always say on the show,
the real question is, who would win, a tiger or a lion?
Gorilla. We'll be right back.
podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
I mean, if you want. It's up to you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.